Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Lijian Wang from Speech Group Microsoft Research Asia. The paper I'm going to present is Synthesizing Visual Speech Trajectory with Minimum Generation Error. So this is a joint work with Yijian Wu and from Microsoft, and Xiaodan Zhuang from UIUC in USA, and also Frank Song in Microsoft. So this work is part of the project of creating photorealistic avatar in Microsoft. So the goal is to create a lively avatar that looks just like you. So avatar can be roughly divided into two categories, depends on how the avatar interacted with the outside world. The first kind of avatar can be used in mediated human-to-human communication, such like in telepresence. And in this morning's Dr. Phil Chow's plenary talk, he mentioned the Kinect avatar. Actually, he is going to release very soon. And another kind of avatar can be used in human-computer interaction, for example, an intelligent virtual agent. So for the next generation avatar, here's our wish list. We have a common expectation for the next generation avatar. First, we want it can be easily integrated into the synthetic world. And also, we want it in high fidelity and more realistic to real human. And the avatar should be personalized to each unique user. And the avatar can be easily and automatically created. So this is the motivation for this project. And our focus in this paper is focusing on the photorealistic lips movement synthesis. So this slide lists some related work in both visual speech synthesis and text-to-speech synthesis. And it is very interesting to see the overlapping between these two fields. So all more precisely speaking, that many algorithms used in speech synthesis have been successfully applied to the visual speech synthesis field. For example, the unit selection or concatenation-based speech synthesis method, or the HMM-based speech synthesis or HMM-guided unit selection method, etc. So last September, we present the paper called HMM Trajectory Guided Sample Selection for Photoreal Talking Head in Interspeech. So now we want to try, improve the system by taking the advantage of the recent progress in speech synthesis. So the first attempt that we are trying to improve the visual speech statistical modeling by apply the minimum generation error algorithm. So let's first do a quick review for the whole system. So just like we do speech synthesis, the TTS system, first we start with a speech database. So for visual speech synthesis, we start with a video database. So we let a speaker talking to the camera instead of a microphone, reading some prompt script. And once we get the video clip, the audio-visual database, we will first do head pose normalization. Since the speaker will normally naturally move his head during the recording. So after the head pose normalization, every frame in the database are normalized to the fully frontal view, and then we can crop the mouse images by using a fixed rectangular window. So once we get all the mouse images, we will do principal component analysis to get the visual feature. And then we do the audiovisual HMM training to get the HMMs. That's the training part. So in the synthesis part, the input is some phoneme labels plus their alignment, their starting time, ending time. And first we will use that input plus the well-trained HM model to generate a visual trajectory, just like we do in speech synthesis. We get the speech trajectory, speech parameter trajectory. And those visual trajectory will be used as a guidance to select lisp images from our lisp sample library. And among those candidates, we'll find a best sequence and stitch back to the full head to render the full face animation. So here is some more illustrative example for this HMM trajectory guided lisp image selection. So you can see that the top line image sequence actually are predicted by HMM. They are visual trajectories. Those images actually are restored from the predicted PCA vectors. And using this visual trajectory as a guidance, we will select the image candidates from our lisp image library. And then a very smooth path can be found by using Viterbi search among those candidates. Okay, so as we can see that for HMM-based parametrical method or this HMM-guided hybrid approach, the statistical model actually is very important or very crucial because the HMM predict visual trajectory to a large extent determine how the lisp can be rendered. So this part is very important. Currently, in our previous work, we used maximum likelihood estimation for the HMM parameters, or in short, we call it ML-based training. So one noticeable observation that the mouse movement is oversmoothed and its movement is constrained to a much smaller dynamic range. So this observation is actually quite similar to what we observe in HMM-based TTS. So we are thinking to improve the model, so we propose to use the minimum generation error approach to improve the audiovisual HMM parameter training, parameter estimation. So in the minimum generation error criterion, the first important thing is that we need to define the error, what the error is. So here we defined the visual generation error for each sentence actually is the Euclidean distance between the PCA vectors, PCA trajectories. So for the whole training set, actually it's the average of all the training sentences, the errors of all the training sentences. So the objective of MG criterion is to optimize the model parameters so as the total generation error can be minimized. But we know that the direct solution for that equation is mathematically intractable, so here we adopt a probabilistic descent method to re-estimate the HMM, the visual HMM parameters. And the formula for updating the mean and the variance can be found in the paper. So we incorporate the HMM-based training into the whole system. We want to jointly refine the audiovisual HMMs. Here is our process. So in the first step, we will first initialize the model and also the state alignment using the traditional, the baseline maximum likelihood training. And then here we will refine the state alignment in a heuristic manner. We just try to perturb the state boundaries to the left and to the right, and to see total generation error before and after this shift. This is mainly to find the optimal state sequence under the MG criterion. So after the refined state alignment, we will re-estimate acoustic model. Next step is, so given a state alignment, then we will refine the visual HMM parameters by using the probabilistic descent algorithm. Then we will go back to step 2 and 3 to see until there is no increase of the total generation error. Here is the experiment to evaluate the algorithm. So the audiovisual database we used is the LIPS Challenge 2008 and 2009 challenge database. It includes about less than 300 video sentences with corresponding audio track. It is spoken by a single native female speaker in neutral emotion. So the experiment is mainly to compare two approaches. The baseline approach is the maximum likelihood-based method and also the proposed MG-based method. And both approaches will be compared with the ground truth, the original trajectory spoken by the real person. And in objective evaluation, since the database is very small, so we use the leave N out, actually N equals 20, N out cross-validation for the open test. And the objective measure we used is mean square error, average cross-correlation, and also we measured global variance. We also conduct a subjective evaluation to score the MOS in terms of the audiovisual consistency. Six subjects attended this evaluation. So this figure actually, I want to show the trajectory, how the trajectory looks like. So in this figure, you can see that the gray color line actually is the ground truth, and the red color is the ML-based approach, and the blue color is the proposed MG-based method. You can see that I highlighted the peak and the valley part. You can see that especially for those critical part, the peak and the valley, the proposed MG method generated trajectory more close to the ground truth trajectory, which the real human produces. In the evaluation of the mean square error, and in this figure, the first part on the left is the MSE accumulate all summarize all the PCA dimensions, and the rest of four short bars actually for the top four PCA components. So there is roughly about 5% error reduction by using the new proposed method. And we after we submit this paper, actually we tested on different corpus. The improvement is quite consistent, about 5 to 7% across different database. And this is about the cross-correlation. So especially for the first, the PCA component, we can see that it improves the correlation, which is very important because the first PCA component closely related to the mouth open and close. Also, this is the result for the global variance. The proposed MG method can recover a lot of the compressed variance. This is for the subjective evaluation. So we only use the lower phase to do the subjective test because we want people can focus only on the lips region. We generate 12 test stimuli for each approach, and the six participants will give a score, MOS a score for each video stimuli. And this one, the left one is the original video.
The grammatical agriculturalists rank the beneficial corduroy. The grammatical agriculturalists rank the beneficial corduroy. The grammatical agriculturalists rank the beneficial corduroy.
Okay, so here I want to show a demo. Actually, this is online. This is an online product. It is vertical search in Bing search. It's a Bing dictionary, online dictionary. Actually, we put the talking head as a virtual English teacher on that website. It will help the English learners to how to pronounce each word. I can play the video. So this is the Bing dictionary.
There may be a problem with the doc. There may be a problem with
So when you give any queries, you will find this TV icon. And you click it, then the talking head will pop up. Okay, so here is my conclusion. So here, we applied the minimum generation error approach to the visual speech synthesis. In objective evaluation compared with the baseline maximum likelihood-based approach, we get a consistent improvement in mean square error reduction and also increase in on-correlation and also recover the global variance. In subjective evaluation, we found that it can increase the mouse dynamic range and also make the talking head more like a real human. Thank you.
Thank you. We've got time for a few questions.
Thank you for the talk. I'm absolutely literal in this area, so maybe I will ask you a stupid question. You said that you apply PCA to some feature space, but what is this original feature space?
Actually, we were first, after head pose normalization, you can imagine all the face images are fully frontal, and then we just use a fixed rectangular window to crop the mouse region. So the PCA actually is done on a mouse images. First you crop the mouse images and then do PCA.
In the pixel space, you mean?
Yeah. So for this mouse images, all the pixels after that will line up as a super vector. So one super vector for each frame, and then you can do PCA, like any super dimension feature vector.
Yeah, and another, it's not a question, it may be a joke. Just one thought came to my mind. If we have today over-smooth TTS and an avatar with over-smooth lips movement, maybe it's, you know, a good marriage. Why to work hard? It sounds natural and looks natural. Thank you.
It's a joke, I think. I agree.
It's not a bad idea. Any other questions? a very small question. Mm-hmm. One of your increased dynamic range. So are you just using GV as well, or could you use it instead?
No, we didn't. We didn't try it.
You could do GV on these trajectories.
Yeah, we can try it.
Well, the co-authors are not allowed to ask questions, but
no,
you can.
Well, and definitely, it seems to maybe the GV vendors here, but anyway, I think the minimum generation error is just putting the synthesizer inside the training loop. So this is, in my opinion, theoretically more correct, and the recovery, the dynamic range, is only necessary to have a better regeneration or to resynthesize constantly.
Okay, we'll take one last question. Hui?
Well, I suppose the voice repellers aren't laser repellent voice. So what the would be to train is this voice repellent on the data, I mean, the visual and audio data train screen.
Yeah, you mean the demo part, right?
Yeah.
The Chinese girl, actually, the voice you heard actually is American ladies TTS. But I think it's a good try for us, because firstly we imagine in our imagination we think that maybe there will be some mismatch when we use American ladies TTS with a Chinese ladies talking head. But after we do it and show you that, I think it's okay, right? It's acceptable.
So I think the question is, that doesn't sound like the best TTS you've ever made.
Yeah. Yes, maybe Frank can comment about that. So that.
Okay, I think that's a good point to close. So thank you, and thank you to all the authors as well.